We begin our coverage of the fires in Canberra, and after days of criticism of his handling of the bushfire crisis, the Prime Minister is meeting with senior ministers to work out his government's long-term response. Scott Morrison yesterday announced the establishment of a National Bushfire Recovery Agency. It'll run for 2 years. The logistics of that agency are being sorted through and will be made public today. Stephanie Boris has more.
The thick smoke blanket in Canberra is a constant reminder to the Prime Minister about the ongoing threat of bushfires. The National Security Committee of Cabinet is holding a meeting as Scott Morrison and his colleagues further discuss the government's response to the fires. Among those attending, the Natural Disaster and Emergency Management Minister, David Littleproud.
We have looked at this, working with state agencies and get an appreciation of what is required in the recovery.
Some financial assistance has been offered, but many affected by the fire say they've had problems with Centrelink. To help on the ground, the federal government has issued a compulsory call out of Australian Defence Force reserve members, a total of 3,000. Lieutenant General Greg Bilton says some have already been deployed.
I've got everything from engineers to specialist logisticians to medics to doctors to vets. We have a number of vets that have made themselves available based on some of the challenges with wildlife and family pets, etc. So it's the full gambit. And one of the beauties of, I guess, the reserve is we're able to draw on a whole range of civilian skill sets that are just highly applicable in these particular circumstances.
They'll be placed across fire-affected areas in New South Wales, Victoria and Kangaroo Island in South Australia. Aside from the reservists, a number of full-time Defence Force members have also been deployed. HMAS Adelaide is now off the east coast of Eden, the crew tasked with working out what residents need. 2 hours north of there is Bermagui. Locals, including Michael, are desperate for help.
We don't have the phone, except unless I'm standing in one spot, one bar. We don't have internet. 6 days now without power. No food. There's no water. There's no ice. We've basically got nothing.
When help will come for them is still unknown. Many residents along the south coast have vented their frustration at the length of time it's taken for help to arrive. There are reports suggesting the New South Wales government didn't take up the federal government's offer for further defence support. But the New South Wales Rural Fire Service Commissioner, Shane Fitzsimmons, denies that's the case.
There has been no offer of assistance that I'm aware of that we haven't accepted. And as a matter of fact, if these rumours or these messages keep going around, I would simply ask for what was the offer of assistance that we've rejected, because I'm certainly not aware of any.
During his press conference yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison also pointed to long-term issues that need to be addressed.
Planning and building regulations and where people are allowed to build residences and in what circumstances, and the land clearing arrangements, and of course hazard reduction has been a constant refrain as I've been on the ground.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale says hazard reduction is critical.
The challenge that we have with hazard reduction burning right now is that the window for doing it safely is shrinking, because the fire season starting earlier is finishing later.
Richard Di Natale accusing the government of failing to act on climate change.
At a time when what we should have is a climate plan that's fit for the climate crisis that we're confronting.
On the south coast, State Member for Bega, Andrew Constant, says politicians should be focusing on looking after those who have lost their homes rather than engaging in a debate about climate change and fuel loads.
The first thing I'm worried about at the moment isn't the politics, it's the people, and they're bloody hurting right now, and it's tough.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has been criticised for his handling of the bushfire crisis, with some accusing him of being slow to act. A National Bushfire Recovery Agency has now been established. The details are expected to be outlined today, and for many residents, help can't come soon enough.
Stephanie Boris reporting.